Okay, our boys say we're back. Back in shul, we have the video. Welcome to our time. We're holding page 282 right before that. Kuf Mem Aleph Siv Gimel, Reish Chav Hei Siv Gimel. We're going to discuss the sugya of Shechiyono on a new fruit. Any seasonal fruit, star fruits, the prickly pears that we have on Rosh Hashanah. In general, new fruits, do they get a Shechiyono or not? So the sugya starts really just Baal Peh, before it's saying inside, there are three types of Bircha Shechiyonu. Just close the door, okay? You can come in if you want, just close the door. There are three types of Bircha Shechiyonu. Right? The first type of Shechiyonu is the Shechiyonu that we make on Yom Tif. Yom Tif, which comes is Man Lizman, Chanukah, Purim, Pesach, Shuas, etc. And that's a Choyv. The Bracha of Zman we make on Yom Tif is a Choyv. The other two are Rishus. One is Kana Kelim Chadashim, Ubegadim Chadashim, which we learned already earlier, in Reish Chav Gimel, earlier in this siman. And the other one is a new fruit. A new fruit, a seasonal fruit, that's also a Rishus. What does it mean a Rishus? So the Gemara says in Erev and Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Gemara is trying to discuss, do we say Shech Yonah and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Kimin de Mizman Lizman Asi Amrinan. Do we say since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur come from time to time? So we say Zman, we say Shechiyonu. Since it's not called regalim, we don't say it. The Gemara discusses it. The Gemara says when Kiyasoi Beirav Yehuda Amar, he said, "Ano akara chadta nami aminazman." I say Shechiyonu on a kara chadta, a new pumpkin, a gourd, kara, a gourd. What's a gourd? A vegetable.
Squash.
So on a squash, a new squash, I also make a Shechiyonu. So if I make a Shechiyonu on a new squash, I have to sure to make a Nishan and Yom Kippur. Amarle Rishus Leikami Bayuli. Ki Kami Bayuli Chayva. Rishus I wasn't asking. I was asking Chayva. There's Mavur in the Gemara that the Bracha Shechiyonu on a new fruit is a Rishus. What does it mean a Rishus?
Toluy the Simcha from the mention.
What?
The Shechiyonu is Toluy in the Simcha for the mention of Falizach.
Ah, Mordek. I'm going to say, Ichzog the Chsam Sefer. Okay, Menot. So first we have here the Aruch HaShulchan. What's the Aruch HaShulchan? The Aruch HaShulchan says, in the beginning of Reish Chav Hei, starting off this Inyan, Da you should know, the Be'erivin Mavur Lehedya, the Bircha Shechiyonu Shebimayadim Habom Mizman Lezman is a Chayva. And Shechiyonu Shal Perach Adashi Hi Rishos. Ulezen Nir Lani is Daiti, he says, Zok the Aruch HaShulchan, Kol Minei Bircha Shechiyonu that come Lezman Kavua Lechanukah and Purim is a Chayva. But the rest of Shechiyonu is a Rishus. Lefika Chayvi Mekilim Azeh. Many are makel with the brachos of the Rishus. Kana Kelim Chadashim, Begadnu Chadashim, like we spoke out in the earlier Shiurim. Umiu Beperis Chadashim, Kibluo Kechayva. The Kulam Nizharim Azeh. The new fruits, they were Makabla like a Chayv, and everyone's Zara with this. And Nimtab Yerushalmi and Kedushin, there was someone who would Metzamsim Prutis, he would save money so he could buy every new fruit to taste it. And it says over there, Asa Litan Din Vechezun Ashalei Achal, and there's new fruits and you didn't go and taste it, you're going to give a Din Vechezun, not going to taste it. So Yar Chashokhan says, although the Gemara is Mavur, it's a Rishos, but Perach Hadash Kvar Kivlu Kechayva. Chassam Sefer, what does he say? What does it mean it's called a Rishos?
Is there any that they go buy fruits, exotic fruits?
That's what Yar Chashokhan says. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Wait, we're going to see if it's Negei Lamaisa right now. Zok Chassam Sefer, what does it mean it's a Rishos? Sefer says that Shechiyonu over here, what does it mean Rishos? That every Birchas Hananin, he says, there are certain Birchas Hananin which you automatically have on, no, you must make a bracha. You are no one to say that I don't enjoy it. If it's a food, let's say, that has a certain pleasure, you must make a bracha to enjoy it. There are other things that are clear, that is not pleasurable, and even if you think you have pleasure, but Ladaiti, you can't say you have pleasure. There are some things that depend on the person, and that's what it means Rishos. If you have a certain level of simcha when you see the new fruit, then you're mechuyev to make the bracha. If you don't have that simcha, then you're not going to make the bracha. It just means that it's tully in the person. Certain things are not tully in you. You're bat ladaita. Either it's clearly a pleasure or it's clearly not a pleasure. But certain things like perich hadasha, it's tully in the person. If you enjoy it, you make the bracha. If not, not. Rav Vosner in the Tshuva goes so far to say, and if you don't enjoy it, it's a bracha levatal. You can't make the bracha. It has to be a certain level of simcha that you have. Oh, so now you're saying, maybe I should go ahead, we should go to Seasons tomorrow, we should go to Gourmet Glot, and we should look for all the new fruits, and we should make brachas. So the shaila is like this, and this is as a hakdama to the siman, I think it's kedai to know this. The Ramah in Siv Vav is going to tell us that something There's no zman kavua. It doesn't grow like seasonal. It just grows whenever. You don't make a bracha. You don't make a shechiyonu on a new vegetable, which stays, because it could stay the whole year in the ground. Now, what does the Rambam mean? Vegetables don't stay the whole year in the ground. Now, an esrog is dar be'ilonim eshana l'shana, but a yarek is not dar be'karka the whole year. What does the Rambam mean to say? Zok the Magen Avraham, and Zok the Mishnah Berurah, what he means to say is that you can store it in the ground, in boiris, in the karka, and you can keep it fresh. And you can eat it the whole year long. All year round, you can eat the fruit. It's available the whole year. If it's available the whole year, you don't make the bracha. In the olden days, sir, fruits were not available the whole year because they couldn't store them properly. Vegetables, they're able to store it. They're available the whole year. And something which is available the whole year doesn't come yizman lizman. You can't make a bracha. So you say Mishnah Berurah. Based on that, in America these days, or any Western country where we have a global world where there are fruits that you can import from anywhere in the world, you wouldn't make a bracha because it's a global world based on this Mishnah Berurah. It's always available. Rav Moshe argues, Rav Moshe has a svara hazeh. Zok Rav Moshe in Tshuva. Rav Moshe says, he holds is a svara pshat in the Ramah, this Magen Avraham. Maybe on the day when we go and learn Sivvah, maybe we'll be more barichos in the diyukim in the Ramah. Rav Moshe says, not the pshat. It's not the pshat that in the Magen Avraham and the Ramah, that things are always available, you don't make brachas. But things that are not always available, you make a bracha. It's not the pshat. Zok Rav Moshe, what the Magen Avraham is saying, that the yerek, it sits in the ground the whole year, and therefore you don't make a bracha. What it means is that something which grows seasonal gets a bracha. There are certain things that the Eibishter made it, that it's easy to keep it fresh. It's easy to keep it edible all year round. So the potato, for example, he says, we lived on potatoes. Everyone did, and they stay fresh and they're easy to keep. These types of things, Dr. Maisha, that's a chelik megiduloi. It's a chelik megiduloi, that which you can keep it fresh in a bar in the ground. So things are easily kept fresh, and the reason is, Maisha says, Hashem made the world that way so we can live. These things are meant to be available all year round. They grow once a year in Hanami. They grow once a year. But chelik megiduloi is, it grows and it's easily stored. Masha'en came fruits, which are not as essential to us, it wasn't made in a way where it can be easily stored. Those things are called seasonal. And for seasonal, then they get a bracha shechiyonu, a simcha for a seasonal item. But if I have something which sticks around the whole year, even if it was uprooted from the ground already, but in nature it's easy to store it, it must be that's not called a seasonal item, and that's pshat in the Ramah, Rav Moshe says.
Everything now
is due to... What? Oh, Zucker, even though now we found new ways to store things, that makes no difference. That's something which we chop. Different ideas and concepts to store fruits for longer. But really, it's not mavur. This is a seasonal fruit. It's not seasonal. It's be'etzim seasonal because it's difficult to store. Yeah, we found ways to do it, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it's a seasonal fruit. Mashenkin, certain vegetables which are easily stored. That is something which was made with mitchilas briyas ha'ilam, something which should be around all year round. So that would not get a bracha. Rav Moshe says, based on that, you would think that we would be able to make brachas, even in America these days. We should make shechiyanus. And then it'd be negeya to go run after the bracha. And Rav Moshe in a different tshuva even says, which one was it? I think this one. Rav Moshe even says that one should, like you were saying, you should go out of your way to find these fruits. He says, afshu rishos, ein lezalzol lahako. The vada kibin shu rishai levarech, yesh lekol adam levarech. Afik der le'aylam. He says, Rabbi Yehuda did it. If we have permission to do it, go ahead and make the bracha. However, Moshe ends off that tshuva, and Moshe says, even though he feels that we could make brachas, halacha lemaisa, he says not to do it. Halacha lemaisa, he backs off at the last second. It's a whole long tshuva, a few pages, and the last second he says, there's a marukutzia. In the Fina Marukutzia, that if there's no like a schadshus by seeing the fruit, you shouldn't make a bracha. Let's be choshev for the Marukutzia, even though it's more mistaber, like I was saying, Rav Moshe says, that you could make a bracha. Akoponim, the maisa yesh lemay bebrachas, like the Mishnah Berurah writes, befrat shechiyano aprichadashu reshus, and therefore he says, halach lemaisa, agami has a good svara. Why we can make brachas on fruits even today in America? Rav Moshe says, let's not do it. However, Rosh Hashanah, Leil Beis of Rosh Hashanah, you could take a pre shalei tom, a dayim, a chadashin, and make a bracha shechiyanu. For that much, we're going to take it. For shechiyanu, for Rosh Hashanah, take your prickly pear and take your star fruit and the lychees, and you can make a shechiyanu on that. Because Rav Moshe Be'etzem hold you could. Be'etzem is svara, he's more mistabed, you could make a shekhinah these days. Because fruits which are not naturally easily storable, they're ready for a bracha. Hagam, we don't do that, we don't make the bracha, but akaparim, le'a Rosh Hashanah, le'a be'ez Rosh Hashanah, where we're doing it as a chumrah, because there's a tzad that's yomar richta, you're not mechuyif to make shekhinah on the second day Rosh Hashanah, there we're going to take the new fruit. So that's the hagdama to the inyan of the new fruit. And one important point, which we spoke at already, is that it's not just the fact that it's a new season. It's also, it has to be a simcha. It's the simcha that a person has when the seasonal fruit comes that brings him joy. That's what's mechayev the bracha. Like Rav Vozner says, if you don't have the simcha, and the way the Chassam service says, if you don't have the simcha, then for sure you can't make the bracha. And just a ha'ara ba'amah, Rosh Hashanah, where Akaponu are being Samech HaRamayisha, making the bracha, if you don't have that Groitza Gishmaka Simcha from that prickly pear, I don't know what it really does to help you. Maybe take something that you enjoy, find a new fruit that you actually enjoy, and then at least we're getting the Maila of the Shechiyonu on the fruit. I'm not saying if you don't have the fruit, you still can make the Shechiyonu. Pashas, you could. Right? We do it to be Mechazik, the Svar, to make a Shechiyonu, at least get something which actually brings joy to you. Otherwise, you lose those Svaras. It's from services. If you don't have a simcha from it, chayra wouldn't be a mila. Fine. Zok the mechaber sif gimel. Haruya pri chadosh mischadish mishana l'shon mavarach shechiyano. Someone sees a new fruit that's mischadish every year. You make a shechiyano. Vafilu re'eyu biyad chaver. Even if you see it in your friend's hand, ayala iuni. You see it on the tree. V'nagu shol mavarach hachas achila. The minig is not to make a bracha until shas achila. Machlekes in the rishonim. If you have to make a bracha, bedafka by the re'iya rishona, or even later. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin that the Re'iyah Shniyah, the second time you see it, you can still make a bracha. But once you eat it once, you can't make a bracha. If you didn't make a bracha when you ate it the first time, you can't make a bracha the second time. That's the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin. It's a large sugya in the Rishonim. But our minhag is to wait till Shas Achila. Haga. If you did it, B'Shas Re'iyah Lehivsin. Ve'ein Levarech. Ad Shenigmar Tashlum Gidol Apri. Don't make the bracha until the fruit is fully grown. If you did not make a bracha by the first riyah, you can make a bracha like the riyah shniyah by the second riyah. The Ramah is passing like the agar, which is seemingly not like the ram and the smag, or smak, I don't remember which one. And let's see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Tess. Zavarech Shechiyonu, Ve'ena El Rishos. If you don't make the bracha, you won't get punished. It's roi not to be mevatel like the Aruch HaShulchan said there in Mekabalit. Although, Halacha LeMaaseh, Moshe says these days, at least in America or places, Western countries, not so negeya. So if Katan Yud, Yad Chaveri, the Ikra Niskan al Simchas Aleiv, Shem Esameach, al Tzmichas Pri Chadash. The Ikra bracha is in the Simchas Aleiv, the joy you have in your heart, that you're happy, you see the new fruit growing. And Rav Moshe, one of his riots he brings that is Tali in the Simcha, he says, because it wasn't Tali in the Simcha, it was Tali in the season, so the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that after you eat it once, you can't make a bracha anymore. If it was Tali on the season, so Abirchaz Azman on the Yom Tov, the whole day is Kasher the Varech Shechiyonu. So why would it be that you can't make the bracha anymore after you ate it once? Elamai, because the Simcha is not the same anymore. Once you ate it the first time, you lose that Simcha, and you will not be able to make the bracha after you ate it once. Sivkot Nyun Aleph. Ad Shas Achila, the Misha in Libay Sameach Biri Yase Rakba Achilase. Someone who's not happy by seeing it, only by eating it, the Kuliam of Varech Rakba Achilase. He can make a bracha until he eats it, that's when he has his pleasure. With a Kach Nogu, Tomet Bezem, Mishum Leplug. So we always wait till Shas Achila, also Leplug. If I am Prima Gunnar Shakasa del Chatchila, Nachin of Varech Shechiyonu, Koydim, the Chatchila makes Shechiyonu first, Viachakaki Varech Bracha Rila, because you don't want to have a hefsik between your Varech Bria eats and your Achila, and Shechiyonu could be a hefsik. Make a eight, take a little bite and make a shechiyonu. But the evidence berach shechiyonu after our bracha shebarach al achila koyim sheis chalitim gam can ainz a hefsek ayin sham. But the evidence you make a berach eight and then a shechiyonu, it's not going to be a hefsek. The mishabura by talis chadash and tzimcha beis, they bring it here number 31 on the side. Over there he says make first lis atif patitis and then make a shechiyonu. And Rosh Hashanah writes the pshat in the chilek, he says that. You're talking that by tzitzis, the hana is a personal hana that a person has, that he has a new levush that he bought for himself. A personal thing, so there is more of a chelik of your brachas, and you can make the lezatif and then the shechiyanu. Masha'enkin preach, mavarech ha-re'iyas ha-pri-chadash ha-naitzar, re'iyas zu, anyone in Klai Yisrael can make a bracha on this. Therefore, machshivin yaiser is bircha shechiyanu, she'ez chayi ba-kvar mizman ha-re'iyah. We view the Shekhinah as like a separate. It's already Mizban the Re'iyah. It's like now God's Klal Yisrael can make the bracha, even if you didn't have pleasure yet. But this is something which is already Shaykh, the bracha earlier. So it's a little bit should be made first before the bar creates, as opposed to by the Sati Batitis, it's your personal Hana, the Shasi putting it on, so that you make the Lazate first and then the Shekhinah. However, he brings it from Chaim Kanievsky that even over there, but you should make the Shekhinah first and then the Hisatif, I think. No, Fakir, he's make the Hisatif, put it on, and then make the Shekhinah over there. Zoksiv Kotin Yudbeis, Ad Shenigmar. Right, so Lemar Ba'afti, Lenin Bracha Alapri. Even though in Hilchas, Bir Chazap, Peres, Kaim Lemus, and Reish, Beisiv, Beis, we learned. Reish, Beisiv, Beis, many months ago, Mavarchan Al, Beisar, Big Fan, and Bari Priya Eitz, by a great. Once it's a Beisar already, then we make a Bari Priya Eitz, even though it's not fully right. Mishigi Lashir pull halava once it's the size of a white bean. Uvishar Kalilanis, Mishia Tiu Prish, Uroy Lachadeh Chak. All other fruits, once it's Matsi, once the pre comes out, even if it's very small, we're going to make a Bari Priya Eitz already. It has to be better than that, bigger than that. It has to be very geschmack and good, because we need to have that special simcha. If you make a bracha before it's nigmar, the Mishnah Brura paskin is bracha levatala. The ayim among Avram shevidasa radvaz who the kshagil apoyel halavin the mistamu huadin kishar kolilis mishiyatiu perion. The radvaz argues. He said once it reaches pol halavin or other fruits, once it's matiu pre. If you're making a bari priya eitz, you can also make a shechianu. So we have machlekes over here. The Rama said it has to be tashlum gidul apri from the tshuva sarajba and the kolboy. The Radvaz in the tshuva, the Magen Avraham brings him down. He says once it's a bari priya eitz, you can make a shechianu. When the evidence shlus mechalav shalav to the varich, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, we'll be samech on the Radvaz. We won't go back and make a new bracha. So kotni yigimu bari yeshnia. So Mamela, we can make a bracha on the Riyah Shania also for that price. Now you can say a Svar Fakar and say the Hano you had of Riyah you already had. So maybe Riyah Shania you can't. But the Hano of Achila you didn't have yet. And I am Shaman Ramesh's Tshuva in Chela Gimel Simin Lamed Dalid. He's Mifalpa back and forth with this a lot. Don't make a bracha on the achila shnia. If you already ate it, don't go back and make a bracha l'mafreya on what you already ate if it's too late already. But and not only that, but even a second achila that you're about to eat, don't make a shechiyonu on the second achila. Zoksiv dalat and berach shechiyonu al shirzish kishayichal gindish chayzim berach shechiyonu. You make a shechiyonu on shirzish. When you go back and eat gindish, you make it again. These are two different types of cherries. They're both sweet cherries, but different types. Each one gets a shechiyanu. Hagav v'henke shnei mini good gedaniyos, two types of cherries. Kegoyin vankshel v'kirshin v'chol kiyetz v'zeh. Vankshel actually is cherries chamutzim. They're sour cherries, and kirshin are sweet cherries. So the Ramah is told into sour and sweet, but I happen to think the shirzis and gindish are both sweet, but two different minim, even if they're both called cherries, but the two distinct flavors would get a separate shechiyanu. Zok to Mishnah Berurah Sukkot in Yedalek. Sheyechol gindish. Right to Leimer. Av al pisha kulam nechnasim tachas sug min echa. They're all one min. They're all cherries. Mekamakin gishnei minim heim. Linyan birch hasman. They're two different minim. Kishtei smachas in. They're two different happiness. Two different joy that you have when you see them. When you eat them. Ayin mogen avram v'shari achrenin shekosvu. Da filo ein chalukum mishman. If they don't have different names, mechalukum mitayman, if it tastes different, go into einum levanum, to einum shcherim. You have, they don't have different names like vankshel and kirshen. They're ta'inim, they're figs, but you have the white ones and the black ones. Shnei minim hein lezeh. They're two different minim v'tzarech levarech ha'kol echad bircha shechiyonu k'she'im bo'an nefonim v'azachas. If they come at the same time, you make one bracha. If don't come at the same time, you make two brachas. V'chein shnei mini agasim. I think agasim are pears. Ay tapuchim, apples, ay agazim, nuts. Gam kin tzarech levarech ha'kol echad shechiyonu. Ambeir agram efakli v'chol zeh. The Gemara argues the Dacher Rei saying the Masha Shadayt the Kevin Shbeetim Hu Min Echad since it's really one Min Dayt Masha Berachu Parmi Shoyna it's enough to make one bracha. V'chem Sif Maruk Tia Heiv Yishem Ave V'Chacham Tzvi Gam Ken Gein Zemamish the Chacham Tzvi and the Goyin say that if they're one Min you got one bracha not two brachas. Amnon the Besayt Mitzad Yisham Da After Be'Emes the Shari and Yonim the Kram Min Echad Mikol Machan Inim Berachu Shechiyonu Niskan Asimcha Shebeleiv. Zok the Chacham Tzvi at the end, even though for other things it's called one min, but for Shechayonu was totally in Simchas Aleiv, Mistabrit in Eschadish Le'akol Dover, Simcha Bifnei Atev, and Nicha Psach on Shulchan Aruch Hayin Shom, and the Chacham Tzvi likes the Shulchan Aruch Psach to make on the sweet cherries and the sour cherries, or two different types of sweet cherries, if you have a Simcha from each one, to make new two Shechayonu. So we have Machlaikas over here, what to do, and the Sharetzin says the Avi Kamar Avid, or the Avi Kamar Avid, two different opinions, Akaponim, that's that. There is a shmuz in the Bir Halacha about something which is a morkov. So you make a shachiyano on something which is a morkov, and the Bir Halacha really says, and the Ramosha writes it also clearly, Ramosha says, Avni misupim mitamachar, ula kimish prezeb ba'ay de iser, reshayach lavarach shachiyano liris prezeb. So something which was came out bad idea in iser, a morkov which was done with kalayim, maybe we can't make a bracha on it of shachiyano. We're making a bracha. We're zeichet to see every avera. Says Kaponim is mashma. He said toiv la'achal oisam im oid pri chadash. You can might see the shechiyon on a different fruit and not make it on this pre morkav. He does talk about here about nectarines, which he seems to think or say they are morkavim. I don't know the metzias if a nectarine is a morkav or not. I did see other opinions that maybe it's not a morkav. I don't know the status of the nectarines, and that is that. So we'll stop over here at Sif. Hey, what did we learn today? We learned the yisoid of shechiyanu on a new fruit. It's a reshus, the Gemara says. The Aruch Shulchan says, miu kiblu like a chayva. Zotach sam sefer, avada reshus just means that you have the right to decide, do I like it, do I not like it, do I enjoy it or not? If you don't enjoy it, no bracha. If you enjoy it, shechiyanu. Zot, the Mishnah Berurah though, even though kiblu like a chayva, but if it's around all year long, then you're not going to make a bracha on that because there's no joy in that. Zakar Moshe, no. It's not tali if it's around all year long. It's tali is this something which is easily stored in the natural way all year long, which you see from Tchilas Briyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. This should be around all year long. It's not a seasonal fruit. But something which is only available in certain seasons naturally, even though we found ways to make it last longer, that would be seasonal and you would make a bracha. However, Moshe backs off at the end, because of the Maravitziah, because of the Ivitz, you have to have a new simcha. So we don't have a new simcha. We see it all year long in the store. There's no new simcha. So that's what Moshe says. Leil Sheni Rosh Hashanah, we could go with his actual halacha yield, but what's more mistaber, we could make a bracha. However, one should probably be makbid. They should have at least a little bit simcha from the new fruit. And we'll stop over here. Everyone should have a wonderful good night. Bye bye to tomorrow. Huh?